Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Podcast, where today we are talking how to keep the romance alive when the kids arrive. This is going to be fun.
Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Podcast with Trey and Lee. On this podcast, you'll hear real topics about real life. They cover everything from married sex to raising kids to loving your spouse so much that you're willing to forgive them for occasionally being the most annoying person in the world. Trey and Lee have raised four boys, been married over 30 years, and somehow still really like each other. And now, live from the metropolis of Childress, Texas, a place so flat you can watch your dog run away for 3 days, here are your hosts for the Stronger Marriage Podcast, Trey and Lee Morgan.
Welcome, everybody. Glad you are joining us for the podcast today. We are excited to have you with us.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Podcast with Trey and Lee. We are your hosts. Is that what you want to call us?
Hosts. I guess we are
hosts. Yes, we're honored you have listened. We got to looking this week. We've started our podcast about a little over a year ago.
That's incredible that the time has gone by so quickly. It just seems like we just started.
It was February of 2020. We started the podcast. We have had over 300,000 listeners. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
People just search in different topics and run across our content. That's awesome.
It is. And we're honored that you guys are showing up every week. We have a couple of things to throw out, and we're going to get started on this 10 ways to keep the romance alive after the kids arrive. We think this will be fun. Thank you, Pryor, Oklahoma, for an amazing workshop weekend. We had a good crowd, a lot of good couples. Lots of good stuff that was done. If you're listening, hopefully you have done your 5 days homework and started on your wisdom for your marriage book, and your spouse are in there and going strong. We're going to be in Ellijay, Georgia next weekend. Excited about that. Hope if you're in the Georgia, Tennessee area, you'll come hang out with us. You may be going, hey, that's a 3-hour drive. No big deal, man. Mm-hmm. Your marriage is worth it.
That's right. Just make it a getaway weekend. And
we have couples drive so far. Yeah. And so fly in. We're glad they're coming.
And it's a beautiful area. So, yeah, just plan on staying an extra day or so if you can manage that.
Yep. Yeah. Alaska in June. Getaway weekend in July. Mm-hmm. We've got details on that on our webpage.
In Dallas. Yes.
That is the big getaway weekend at a hotel. We can only do 100 couples. That's kind of what that is. We're excited about it. And then if you hadn't heard about the cruise, come go cruise with us.
Yes, in January. That sounds like it's really far away, but it'll fly by.
We're going to have fun.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
We are hoping to do an excursion on Cozumel. Can we throw this out there? It's not in stone yet. We haven't got it done yet, but we're hoping to lead an excursion called Salsa and Salsa.
Well, we're not going to lead it. We're going to go, and if people want to join, but I'm certainly not going to teach people how to do that.
No, I just meant like we're going to see if anyone wants to go.
We're not leading it.
So what do you do at Salsa and Salsa?
They're going to teach us how to make salsa, and we'll get to eat it, of course, and then they're going to teach us how to salsa.
That ought to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with two left feet, that ought to be entertaining anyway.
That is a truth. We'll do our best. But if I get to eat salsa, I'm there because I love my Tex-Mex and Mexican food. So that'll be a good deal. So we're talking. We've been there. We understand what it's like. It is not easy keeping the romance alive when the kids arrive. Whether it is one child or multiple children, there is sometimes... there is just sometimes something that kids just suck the marriage vibe sometimes out of a couple. We used to joke that the biggest intimacy killers in our house when we were married were our four children. You know, just because it's hard with kids to... Mm-hmm. And we're not just talking intimacy. We're just talking spending some time together. And so we're going to talk about some of that. What we're tempted to do is we're tempted to get the kids down at night and crash in our recliner and fall asleep every night in the recliner with a TV on looking at our phones. Mm-hmm. And that's just not really great for our marriage.
Yeah, kids just, and they require so much time and energy. And, you know, once they're in bed, you either feel like you finally need to catch up on stuff that you need to get done, you know, without them underfoot. So you're, you know, finishing up laundry or dishes or getting ready for the next day, making lunches, whatever. But yeah, we just want to encourage you to kind of guard your schedule and at least one night a week. Just know, okay, all those chores and everything else, let's, you know, push those aside, and let's spend time together. One night a week.
You know, we say this a lot, but in case some new folks are listening, we'll throw it out there. There's a little bit of a spike in the divorce rate at about 22 years of marriage. And for a long time, they tried to figure out what that was and what caused that and have. And that is when empty nest hits and couples who have not kept the romance alive. They've just been mom and dad for 22 years. They haven't been husband and wife. And what happens is you get empty nest and empty marriage and things don't click. And so it's important if you're holding hands and kissing and spending time together and things like that while your kids are young, you're going to be doing it when they're gone as well. So it's not easy. Don't simply lounge around in front of the television after the kids go to bed. Spend some time doing some things together. And by the way, none of these 10 things that we're going to mention require babysitters.
That's right.
Now, this will require probably getting them in bed,
yes.
Or if they're teenagers, it may require, but we're talking younger kids.
Yeah.
It may require, you know, let's go sit on the porch while the kids are, you know, watching TV or whatever it is. So let's kick it off with number one, how to keep the romance alive when the kids arrive, which would be?
Yeah, turn it off to turn it on.
Okay, what does that mean?
So,
I like just turn it on.
So basically, just turn off all of your electronic devices. Turn off the TV. Turn off your phone or silence them. Turn off the whatever.
Video games.
Yeah, video games.
Computers.
Just, if it's a device, turn it off.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to have some quiet time and some visiting time and even some intense or some intimacy time and your phone is beeping at you nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when the phone goes off, I mean, you're just tempted immediately to see, you know, who it is. Do I need to answer that? Is this important? Just turn it off.
Yeah.
Silence it. Turn it face down so you can't even see it light up. Yeah.
Spend some time. Get off Facebook.
That's right.
Quit scrolling through Instagram.
We're not talking like you have to do that for 3 hours. We're talking, I mean, you know.
Spend a little time together.
Just turn it off for a little while.
Turn it off to turn it on. There you go. I think that's good. So a second thing that we can do is pick out a movie.
After we just told you to turn off TV. If we were going to number these,
yes.
like really number these, I would probably put this at the bottom of the list.
Okie doke.
Because you can watch TV when the kids are awake, but you know, it's okay to pick out a movie every once in a while and
binge watch a little show that you're watching.
Make sure you're at least snuggling up on the couch together and, you know, having some, you know, little touch time.
Yeah. And I guess the point is don't pick out a movie every time you have the
opportunity.
Exactly. Do something different.
We encourage you to do all 10 of these, you know, at different times. Try new things. That's the goal of, you know, keeping that spark alive and keeping that friendship growing is to not get stuck in a rut. Don't always do the same thing.
Yeah. So consider, hey, let's watch it. Maybe you want to start with while we're not sure the kids are asleep yet, let's watch a 30-minute show.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we know they're down, we'll turn it off and
mm-hmm.
spend some time
doing something else. Yes.
Yeah. Number three, spend some time talking.
Yes.
And
just
this
talk.
Is good. Just talk. And of course, this goes beyond what's going on at work or what's going on in your kids' world, but it's okay to talk about that. It is. You and I spend time talking every day about what's on our calendar this week, what's on our schedule this week, what we got coming on, what do we need to do, what
mm-hmm.
do we... So yes, it's okay to talk about that thing, but that's not the only thing we talk about.
No, talk about things that you wouldn't otherwise talk about, like... What would our dream, if money wasn't an issue, what would our dream vacation be?
Ooh.
You know, and then maybe maybe start making a plan of how you can save up for that dream vacation. It might take 20 years, you know, once the kids are grown and gone, but talk about things like that.
Yeah. Just ask questions. You know, just spend some time.
What would
talking.
We do if we won the lottery? What would we do with that money?
I don't even like to think
about
just, that.
You know, just things like that, that, I don't know, conversations. You can, on Amazon, you can Google or search conversation starters for couples. And I guarantee you there's a dozen books out there that just have conversation starters, things you wouldn't normally think of, you know, to talk about with your spouse. But these are so great. And you'll find out things about your spouse that you never knew. Trey and I do this a lot when we're traveling, you know, in the car or whatever.
We have five questions we ask each other. Everything from things like, did you get in trouble when you were in junior high? You know, what was your favorite class? I asked you the other day, what was your favorite class in high school? What did you like the best? Mm-hmm. Just new areas to get to know. Get to know one another.
Yeah. And if you have trouble coming up with those questions on your own, like I said, Google one of those books and get you a conversation starter book. It's a lot of fun.
Yep, that's right. Oh, I like this next one. This next one's fun. We talk about this in our workshop to an extent. And that is number four, lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not talking about the door to the front door and the back door. We're talking the bedroom
right.
door.
Lock that bedroom door.
Yeah,
if you've got
little ones, you know, our thing that we always talk about is every master bedroom should have a lock on it. Okay. So, like, let's just say, hey, this is not movie night. This is not snuggle on the couch night. This is, let's go have some intimacy night. And if you're worried about a little one barging in on the room, you got to have a lock on your door. That's just safe. That's smart. If you don't have a lock on your bedroom door, you need to this week, that is your goal. Your homework assignment is to get a lock on your master bedroom door. And if you're listening to this and you're a contractor who builds homes or remodels homes, don't you ever build another home without putting a lock on a master bedroom door. You're saving marriages out there, folks. Do that because we know what it's like. I always joke, putting multiple small kids down at night is like the whack-a-mole game. You knock one down, another one pops up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not easy. And so put a lock on your door.
Yes.
And so that's a healthy thing. And if you have teenagers, you're going, hey,
you can't put teenagers to bed early.
No. So sometimes, you know, what we've done in the past is we just kind of yawn and we've kind of got a signal and we kind of, hey, we're tired, boys. We're going to bed. Y'all turn out the lights and lock the doors when you go to bed. And we'll yawn and shut the door and lock it behind us when we go to bed, you know.
And sometimes you even have to put a noisy fan by the door if you're worried about that.
If you're
that
concerned
too.
About yeah. noise or whatever it is. So you're learning secrets today,
right.
Boy. We're throwing out some pro tips here on this kind of stuff. But lock that door. That is a healthy thing to do so you don't have to worry about kids coming in on you, anything along those lines. So number five, what else can you do?
Yeah, it says here, it starts in the kitchen.
Okay, now we've heard the phrase sex starts in the kitchen,
right.
But we're not talking that though.
Right. I guess it could,
but we're talking after the kids go to bed, cook something together.
Yeah.
Make some cookies.
Try a fancy dessert out of a cookbook.
Yeah. Sometimes ours is like, you'll sneak off to the kitchen and just bring us back a little small bowl of ice cream.
Right.
Ooh, that makes me happy. I like it when you bring me ice cream. But just something that you can enjoy. Bake some cookies. Cook something together. Maybe you can have a late supper, and after you get the kids down, y'all can cook and eat together or something. So that's a good plan. I think that's fun.
Because when you have really small kids, I mean, sometimes they go to bed real early, so that's not out of the question to just fix dinner and have a nice, quiet dinner. Mm-hmm. Maybe even candlelit dinner after the kids go to bed.
There you go.
Yes.
And I know it takes work and it takes effort, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number six, if I'm going to keep the romance alive when the kids arrive, we're going to call this one, take it outside.
Take it outside.
Go outside. Yeah, you can't do this in the winter, but in the summer you can. That's what are some cute. Things we can do outside around the house?
We used to have a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it set up right now, but we used to have a trampoline and we'd go lay out on the trampoline and look at the stars, and that was so much fun.
It was. Every now and then you could see a shooting star.
Yeah.
But you could take it outside. You could sit on the back porch and you know, watch the stars or listen to cars drive by or the coyotes howl. In Texas, we're in Texas, so we have coyotes. So
and if the weather's cooler and you've got a fire pit or a chimenea, light that up and sit out around the fire. Maybe you could fix some s'mores or roast marshmallows, or we got these cool little things as gifts from some friends. They're called
pie
irons.
Yep.
And you can actually fix like sandwiches or, you know, with meat and stuff. But they learned a trick where you butter your bread and you put it in there and you put fruit
pie filling
in there. And you smash it all together in these pie irons and put it in your fire, and it makes delicious, like little
fried sandwiches,
fried pies.
Yeah, they're great.
That's fun when we were camping, but man, who says you can't do something fun like that when you're home?
Yep, that's exactly right. You could do that anytime. So take it outside. Figure out what you can do outside. Go sit outside, sit by the fire, something, and enjoy some time outside. Let's go with another one.
Mm-hmm. Make it a massage night.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. you like massages.
Yeah.
Massages are fun. Yeah. Take turns giving one another a massage.
A back massage, a foot massage, or a full body massage. And yeah, you might want to go ahead and take that one to the bedroom and lock the door.
That's exactly right. That'd be a good place to do that. But that's something you could do. And that can get things a little romantic if you want it to, or something along those lines. Now, I like this next one. Just because we're big game players, but play a game. Pick out a game. A board game, a card game, a dice game. We've been playing lots of a game called Farkle lately. Scrabble. I don't like Scrabble, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I never win. If you'd let me win every now and then, I'd probably play that more often with
Sorry.
You. Sorry. That's all right.
It's just fun. And you're thinking.
It is. No,
and you may be
fun.
Thinking, wait, playing Scrabble isn't romantic. You may be thinking that. But we just hope that spending time together, doing whatever it is, will just spark that romance. And, you know, hopefully all of these things will lead to a romantic evening at some point.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. Just spending time together and having some fun. And so we got two more. What are the last two we got?
Where are we? Take a bath together.
Take a bath together. Yeah. Hopefully you've got a tub that is big enough for the two of you.
Yeah.
Or if not, maybe you just need to fix a bubble bath for your wife and go sit in there and visit with her while she takes a bath.
Turn out the lights.
Yeah, light a couple of candles. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Bubble bath. It's good stuff.
That sounds like fun. You can actually fit in a bathtub better than you think you can sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be romantic.
Just be romantic.
Yeah, that's the last one. Just be romantic. Don't assume it's your spouse's job to come up with the romantic ideas for these stay-at-home date nights. Maybe what you could do is take these 10 things that we've mentioned and make 10 little fold-up, put it in a glass jar, shake them up, and draw one out and say, hey, tonight, this week we're playing
this
a game.
This
week we're watching a movie. This week we're full body massages, or whatever it is. But don't just always think that it's your spouse. And the worst thing you could do is sit there and go, what do you want to do? I don't know.
Yes.
What do you want to do? And so have a plan. Maybe what you do is 1 week wife plans it, the next week the husband plans it.
But I think that's the key to this whole thing of how to keep the romance alive after the kids arrive is to have a plan. You've got to set that time aside. It's not ever going to just happen if you don't schedule nights like this.
True.
You've got to schedule them, and you've got to be intentional. Intentionality is a huge thing in marriage. Things just don't just happen. You've got to be intentional about it. So schedule it.
Fun stuff. So we've given you 10 fun ways to keep the romance alive when the kids arrive. And I think that is a pretty good start. If you get a chance, you might want to listen to these this week with your spouse. Or maybe what you can do is go, I listen to these on the way to work, and you listen to them and tell us what you think. It'd make good conversation. Or we'll put the list on our notes, and maybe you want to print them out and cut them out and draw one out each week. But those would be fun things to do.
Yeah. And if we have missed one that you do on a regular basis, we'd love to hear about that. So
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, but that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. We're glad you've joined us. We're going to get you out of here early, 20 minutes on a podcast.
Short,
we try to keep it between 20 and 30.
Week.
So I think last week we kept it. Boy, last week was popular. We had a lot of listeners last week, which is pretty awesome. So
yes.
We're glad you joined us. Come back and hang out with us again and hope to see you at an upcoming workshop.
Bye, guys.